Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph of Masech Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. We are at Hayman Debarche Chivya. So the Gemara is going to bring other things relating to a Nachash. So a person who did not put Debarche, Dekarche, Hayman Dekarche Chivya, a person who has a snake surround him, Linchus Samaya, should go into the water, Velischof Dikula Areshe, and should take a basket from and put it over the snake's head, Velahadke Minei, and take the basket from softly toward the side where the snake is, and cause the snake to go up onto the basket. Because if you were to just try to grab it with your hand, the snake would get angry and the snake would bite you. So the best thing to do is to get it to slither onto the basket. And when the snake goes on the basket, quickly throw it into the water. The lislok v'leisi, and you get up out of the water and run away. A person who a snake has gotten angry at and is chasing after him and sniffing his footsteps, if he has another person with him, he should ride on his friend for 4 amos in order that his footsteps will stop so that the snake won't be able to sniff him out. And if he doesn't have a friend with him, then he should skip over a puddle of water so that the snake won't be able to find him. Vilo, and if he can't do that, liaber nahara, then he should cross over a river. Ubaleli losve lupuria arba chaviasa, and at night he should put his bed over 4 barrels in order that the snake should not be able to get to him quickly, and the snake won't smell him. Vinigni bekochve, and you should lie under the stars in an exposed area so that the snake won't go through a roof, up on the roof and fall onto him from the rooftop. The laisi arba shunarin, he should bring 4 cats. The lisrinu arba kari depuria, and you should tie them to the 4 legs of the bed. The laisi shachve v'lishtei hasam, and you should bring branches and anything that makes noise and throw them around his bed. The chishama kali, so that when he hears that when the cats hear the snake slithering around, they'll eat the snake. And so that would be like an alarm system to set up that the cats will know when the snake is coming, so that they will do their job and defend him. Haiman derahit abasrei, if a snake is chasing after someone, lirit becholsa, he should run between the sand where the snake is not able to go quickly there, and then the snake will just turn around. Hai itza, dechaz yachivya, if a woman sees a snake, v'lo yada iyav daiti ilava, ilo yav daiti ilava, and she doesn't know if the snake wants to have tashmish with her or not, tishlach of she should take off her clothing and throw them in front of him. If the snake enters into her clothing and wraps himself in the clothing, so then clearly the snake has designs on the woman. The love, and if the snake has no interest in the clothing, meaning he's not interested in her smell from her clothing, then the snake has no interest in the woman either. And let's say the snake does have an interest in the woman, what should she do? So tishamish kamei, she should have tashmish amita together with her husband in front of the snake, and that will disgust the snake. Ikeda Amri, some say Kolshkein the Takafa Yitzre. No, if she has Tashmash Amita in front of the snake, the snake's Yitzre is only going to get greater. Elatishko Nimazia umitufra v'tishrebe, she should take from her hair and from her fingernails and throw them on it, on the snake. V'teim v'dishtona ana, she should say that I'm a nida. Hai itzadayel bechivya, there was a woman that a snake was interested in, and the snake was going toward oso makom of the woman. V'sa'ua, so she sees that happens, she should separate her legs. V'losua atarti chavyasa, and put her legs over 2 barrels, part of her legs on one leg on 1 barrel, 1 leg on the other barrel, as a way to open up that area of her body. V'leisei bisra shemeina v'lishtei agumri, and they should bring fat meat and put it on coals so that the smell of the meat will go up. V'leisei agoni the tachli, and they should bring a basket full of cress. V'chamer rechana rechasana, and wine that has a very pleasant aroma. V'losu hasam, and they should put it on the ground under where she's sitting. V'latrukinu ba'di adadi, and they should mix the wine and the cress together in order that it should make a very strong aroma. V'linko tzvasa biyada, and she should grab a piece of wood, because when the snake smells it, it's going to leave her body, and then she can take the snake and burn the snake in the fire. The ilo, because if she doesn't burn him right away, how do you love that? And the snake is going to come right back into her, and she's going to be back to where she started. The Mishnah said, that a person can eat all foods for refuah and drink all drinks for refuah. So says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says that you could eat any type of food for refuah, what's it coming to include? It's coming to include eating spleen because it's good for the teeth. And even though it's mazik the stomach, the karshinim of bnei me'ayim, and to eat karshinim, which is good for the bnei me'ayim, which is good for the stomach, even though it's bad for the teeth. Meaning, I would have thought that since it's mazik to the teeth, or it's mazik to the stomach, that it's not the derech to eat it for as food. It's only taken as a refuah, and therefore you can't eat it. So because it's obvious that you're taking it for refuah, that's what the Mishnah is telling me. No, it's mutter, because it's still something that normal, healthy people sometimes do eat, so it's not so obvious that you're taking it for refuah. So, kala mashkin nasuyimai, when the Mishnah goes on to say that you can drink whatever drinks you want for refuah, what's that coming to include? Lasuye meitzlofin bechometz. That's coming to include meitzlofin, which is soaked in vinegar. That even though they drink it for refuah, also you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos, because it's a mashke bruin. It's something that healthy people drink as well. Amle ravina l'rav, ma'u lishtos meiraglayin b'shabbos. Is a person allowed to drink meiraglayin for the sake of refuah on Shabbos? Amle tanina, kala mashkin that you're allowed to drink any drink that normal people would drink, but meiraglayim is not something that normal people would drink, and therefore it's not included in kolam ashkin, and that's why you're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos. Chutzni made the kolam. Then the Mishnah said that you could drink all drinks except for made the kolam. So Tana chutzni made the karin. The Braisa had it chutzni made the karin. Man, the Tana made the karin. Shem dokram and samara. The one that calls it made the karin. They're both talking about the same thing. It's the water of palm trees, so made they would call it made dekarim because it causes one to have more diarrhea. Man gamer made the kalim sheyotzim mishnei dikli, and the one that calls it made the kalim is because it comes from in between two palm trees, this special water. My made the kalim, what is this made the kalim? Amar Rav Barbrona tarti tala'i ikav marava. There are two plantings of the kalim of palm trees in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafke ena demayim mibeinahu, and there's a mayan, there's a spring of water that comes out between them. Kasa kama merapi, the first coast that you drink from this water will soften your bowels and cause you to go to the bathroom. Idach, if you drink a second coast, mishalshel, will cause tremendous diarrhea. The idach, so if you take the wrong dosage, it could really, the idach, when you drink a third coast, then as soon as you eat, it's just going to come out the other end. Amar Ula, l'didishasi shikha de bavloi. Ula says, I drank the Babylonian beer, umali minayhu, v'hu de lo ragil, bay arba in yomin. And it was better than made the kolam for me. It did the trick. And that's, it only works though when you haven't drunk it in 40 days. Rav Yosef Amar, Zeisam HaMitzri. Rav Yosef says that made the karim are Zeisam HaMitzri. Tlisa Sa'ari, which is one-third barley, Vitilta Kurtami, and one-third of Karkum, Vitilta Milcha, and one-third salt. And they soak it together, and they grind it together, and that's what this made the karim is. Rav Papa says that they don't put in the Zeisam HaMitzri one-third sa'orim, but rather tilta chiti. They don't put barley, they put one-third wheat, the tilta kutami, and one-third karkum, the tilta milcha, and one-third salt, the simonais, and the simonais. Remember, who says you put in the Zeisam HaMitzri chitim, and who says you put sa'orim is sisani. That the kli that you would put the date in is called sisani. So that kli has two letters samach in it, so it's a simon that Rav Yosef, who has a samach in his name, is one that says that you put sa'orim, which has a sin, which sounds a lot like a samach. And they would drink the Zeisam HaMitzri between Pesach and Shavuos. The Kamet Merapilei Udurafi Kametlei. Someone who's having difficulty going to the bathroom, who's constipated, it will be Mishalshel him. And someone who has very soft bowel movements, so then it will harden it for him. So, the Mishnah then said, you're allowed to drink all drinks except for Mei Dekalim and Kos Ikarin. My Kos Ikarin, what is Kos Ikarin? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Laisi Mitkol Zuza, they bring a weight of a Zuz, Kuma Alexandra, of the sap of the trees of Alexandria, Umatkol Zuzo Gavigila, and a weight of a Zuz of Tzrif, Umiskol Zuzo Kurkuma Rishka, and a weight of a Zuz of Karkum that grows in Agina, and the Shachetinu and they grind them all together. The zava, if they give it to a zava for her refuah, then tlasa b'chamra, they mix three different types, these three minim, together with wine. Velo miakla, and it doesn't stop her from having children because the wine will take away the power of these medicines. The arkona, if it's there to cure jaundice, train b'shichra. They mix two of these sammanim with beer umei akher, and it will prevent her from having children again, because the sheikhar is not going to take away the strength of these sammanim. So the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and says, as far as refuah for a zava, l'zava tosa b'chamra v'lo me'akra, so v'ilo, and if you don't have these sammanim, or it doesn't help, then laisi tosa kefizi, they should bring three kelim that each hold three lug in each of these kelim, and they should fill these kelim with shamke parsa'i, with these parsai onions, the nishlok b'chamra, and they should soak them in wine, and the shakya v'nemele, and they should give it to drink, and they should say, kumi zovayich, get up from your ziva, meaning stop being a zava. The lo, losva aproshas rachim, and if not, if that doesn't work, they should sit around a crossways, on a crossroads, the linkata kasa b'chamra b'yada, and she should hold a cup of wine in her hand, the leitzi inish ma'achorah v'livasa, and a person should come from behind and scare her without her knowing, v'leimela, and say to her, kumi zovayich, get up from your being a ziva. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi bunu de kamuna, they should bring a fistful of kamun, ubugu de morika, and a fistful of karkum, ubugu de shiblita, and a fistful of tiltun, v'nishlat b'chamra, and they should soak it in wine, v'nishakya, and give it to drink, v'nemla, and they should give it to the zava to drink, and say, komi zavayich, get up from your ziva, v'ilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi shitin shi'ay didona, they should bring 60 barrel covers, or wine barrel covers, and soak it in water so that they should soften, v'lishbia, and they should rub it on the zav, on the zava, v'leimala kumi zavayich, and they should say to her kumi zavayich. And again, we're just going to go through one option of a refuah after another one. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi pashtina, they should bring a certain type of weed which doesn't grow very high, but goes spreads out on the ground a lot. V'lishlok b'chamil v'shapia, they should soak it or cook it in wine and rub it on the zava. V'neimala kumi zavayich, and they should say kumi zavayich. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi argula di'igna rumisa, they should bring another different type of weed that grows between the thorns that are called Romisa, Vilki, and they should burn it, Vilisma Bishakhi the Kitana Bekaita, and they should take the ashes of worn out Big Day Pishta in the summertime, or Bishakhi Damar Gufna Besitva, or worn out woolen clothing in the wintertime, the Ilo, and if that doesn't work, Lichri Shavabiri, they should dig seven holes. Seven wells, v'likli b'hu shabishta yalda d'orla, and they should burn in them grapevines of a young sapling, which is still orla, meaning it's still in its first 3 years since being planted. V'limkita kasa d'cham v'yada, and the zava should hold a kos of wine in her hand, and she should sit on that hole in the ground, on that ditch. V'lukma mehava lusraha, v'lukma mehava lusraha, and she get up from one hole in the ground and sit on the other one, and get up from that one and go sit on the other one, and go to all seven gumos. And on each time she gets up, lemela kumi zavayich, we should say to her, get up from your ziva. And if that doesn't work, laisi smida, they should bring flour, v'lisko mipalga l'satoi, v'lemela kumi zavayich, and they should anoint some of it on the bottom half of her body, using that flour, and put it on the bottom half of her body, and say to her, kumi zavayich, get up from your ziva, v'ilo, and if that somehow doesn't work, laisi be'ata d'na'i masa, they should bring an egg of a bas ya'ana, a type of bird, v'luki, and they should burn it, v'lispa v'shachki de kitona b'kaita, and they should take the ashes of worn out pishtan clothing in the summertime, v'shachti damaguftim sitva, or worn out woolen clothing in the wintertime, v'ilon. If that doesn't work, liftach lechavisa decham lishma, they should open up a barrel of wine just for her, that she should drink a lot of wine all the time, v'ilon. If that doesn't work, limkitza arasa devishtakachas bekufta dekud nechivra, that she should hold in her hand a barley that's amongst the excrement of a white mule. Inakta chadyama, if she holds that in her hand for one day, paska treyama, then she'll stop flowing for 2 days. Vilonakta treyama paska tosiyama. Vinakta treyama paska tosiyama, if she holds on to it for 2 days, she'll stop flowing for 3 days. Vinakta tosiyama paska liyolam. And if she holds on to it for 3 days, then she'll stop forever. Okay, so we're gonna stop right there, but Hashem will pick up in the middle of Kuf Yud, Amud Beis, next time.